Sky News, I'm Laura Winters. New this Sunday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the Israeli military will continue to take out Hamas terrorists with full force. Netanyahu, speaking in Hebrew, here's a translator.
After Gaza would be demilitarized, there would be no more threat to Israel from there.
In other developments, Gaza's largest hospital, Al-Shifa, caught in the crossfire. The IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, say Hamas terrorists hiding out in tunnels underneath these hospitals. Arab and Islamic leaders meeting at a summit in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, accusing Israel of war crimes. Saudi Prince Mohammed bin Salman saying, "We are witnessing a humanitarian catastrophe." Now, the war started after Hamas terrorists slaughtered 1,200 Jews on October 7th at a music festival, raping women, beheading babies at multiple kibbutzes, shooting and killing people who were hiding out in portable bathrooms, setting people on fire, burning down homes, and taking 240 hostages, including the elderly and infants. In other news, a look now at your money. The Dow will start the week at 34,283 after gaining 391 points on Friday. The NASDAQ up 276. The S&P 500 up 67. Other news that will no doubt impact U.S. markets, big tech cutting more jobs. Here's USA's John Schaefer.
Amazon is downsizing its music division, contributing to this year's global layoffs exceeding 27,000 employees. The most recent job cuts are impacting workers in Latin America, North America, and Europe. Simultaneously, Google is set to reduce its staff in the consumer services department. Social media firm Snap is streamlining its workforce, parting ways with nearly 20 product managers, and housing website Zillow is letting go of nearly 24 employees across various teams. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger, so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
An update for you now on those letters containing suspicious substances, including fentanyl. USA's Skip Kelly on the story.
Election offices in various states across the country have discovered envelopes containing suspicious powdery substances. Investigations are underway in Washington, Oregon, California, Nevada, and Georgia. In Spokane, Washington, authorities confirmed traces of fentanyl in an envelope received by the county elections office through an initial test. Meanwhile, Tacoma police reported that the substance in their letter tested positive for baking soda. In California, officials confirmed the interception of two envelopes before they could reach election facilities.
As the war against Hamas terrorists rages on in the Middle East, thousands of anti-Israeli protesters flooding the streets of New York City Friday night, attempting to enter Grand Central Station again, but police blocking it off.
If you remain in the roadway and refuse to utilize the sidewalk, you will be placed under arrest and charged with disorderly conduct.
Several demonstrators arrested. Staying now in New York City, FBI agents taking cell phones belonging to New York City Mayor Democrat Eric Adams as part of a federal investigation into campaign fundraising. Armed with a search warrant, the agents confiscating the phones and an iPad, the investigation looking at whether foreign money from Turkey was funneled into his campaign. Adams claims he is innocent and has not been accused of any wrongdoing so far. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.